into phase three, and they don't seem to be there yet.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway on Fox and Friends. Meanwhile, the stalemate between the administration and congressional Democrats over another coronavirus relief bill continues. No word yet on when negotiations might resume. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The heat continues to be very intense, but the rain chances are going to start edging up a little bit each day. Today's high temperature near 96 with a heat index near 105. That's the danger level. Scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more numerous this afternoon and this evening, but still random. They'll fade out tonight, low 76. But tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, I think the rain chances are a little bit higher. In fact, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. Some locally heavy downpours for some lucky towns, and high temperatures will be in the middle 90s tomorrow and Thursday and low 90s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. A double shooting in Montgomery last night sent two men to the hospital. Shots were fired just before 7 in the 3200 block of Cotton Street. Police say both men have non-life-threatening injuries. A 27-year-old woman is Montgomery's latest homicide victim, marking the city's 41st murder this year. Lisa Adair died in the hospital after she was shot in the 3200 block of Harrison Road Sunday night. Police haven't announced any arrests in this fatal shooting. If you have any helpful information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. More charges have been filed against David Justice, a local businessman accused of child sex abuse. Blount County authorities have charged Justice with 20 additional charges of sex abuse of a child younger than 12 years old, as well as one count of sodomy. Authorities are pushing to have his bond amount increased. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you are a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Artist. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Artist. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Artist because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to be Joe Biden.
Call David Artist today and somebody get me out of here.
AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we're truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo, or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River Region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket drawing. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies. It's cheaper than there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Then you have the Mortgage Corporation of the South $50 gift card drawing that happens on Thursday when John calls in at 105. He loves giving those cards away. And I'll tell you something. Mortgage Corporation of the South is just a great company. I'm personally doing business with them. I chose that not because they were on the show, but because of my relationship with John. And I just think he's a great guy, and the rates were wonderful. I read about rates in Investor's Business Daily, and I texted him and said, what are your current rates of 15 and 30 year? And he told me I was blown away. So you can take advantage of that now, whether it's refinancing, getting pre-approval, or buying a new home, or doing a construction loan. Mortgage Corporation of South, 567-9000 is the place to be. One final thing, CTE Outdoor Power, Perry Hill Road, is giving away a blower. Is it a gas blower? Is it an electric blower? Well, it's your choice. One's $10 more than the other, but Bruce said, we're going to give away a blower to a winner. You have to go and register at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road, and we'll do that drawing either the last Friday, last day in August, or the Friday before Labor Day. But you need to go get in there and get your name in. It's a wonderful prize. Particularly when you're going to be doing the fall season and you're going to be outside and watching football games and things like that, then you're going to need that blower like I do to clear my deck off and my driveways and places like that. I see the Pac-10 has made it official that they're not going to have football this year. I know there's a board member for University of Alabama who is from Montgomery who told a very good friend of mine that Alabama's whole process and the SEC's process of thinking about this, now this is Auburn, this is Alabama, this is LSU, this is everybody, is that the students, the players are safer being at the school under the tutelage of the coaching staff. And they're trying to get, the SEC's going to give them waivers for room where they live and things like that so they can be more grouped together and taken care of. So you think about it, if you're not in school and you're not playing football and you're not under the tutelage of a coach, you're out doing your own thing. You're at home. And that could be anywhere.
Right.
And which are you more likely to be taken care of? And the concept is clearly that a player is going to be much better taken care of at school, at University of Alabama or Auburn or LSU, any SEC school, than they are at home. Because you have so many resources to help, whether it's medical staff, training, people that are, they've got plenty of space to keep people apart, changing using different arenas for defense and offense and not having too many people stacked on top of each other. I think SEC is going to show them how to do it. And hopefully the schools will get back open to a degree and that we will be playing full contact football. Wouldn't that be great?
Would love it.
I savor every moment of an Atlanta Braves baseball game unless they're losing real badly. Then I record it, get another bottle of wine, and then check the score later on. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Gary. Gary, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you this afternoon?
I am really good, Gary, and you?
Oof, doing good, staying inside with air conditioning.
There you go. That's the smart thing to do.
Oof, well, it's miserable out there. You know, sometimes you have to get out. I'm a realtor, so.
There you go. What's on your mind?
I read something earlier on one of the, I think it was one of the local TV news sites, about the teachers being concerned that parents now will be able to see how they're instructing. And I wonder what your thoughts were about it.
I didn't see that here in Montgomery, but I've seen that in other places. And, it's real interesting. Some of these teachers are worried that they're going to look too fat on TV. Some are worried that the parents are going to be too involved in knowing what they're being taught and be not give constructive feedback on it. But I think that a school needs to be an open book. I think a parent should be able to walk in at any time and sit down in that class and see what is being taught to their children.
Well, I agree with you. One of my sons was in one of the magnet programs. He was complaining about his instructor just really not doing a good job of instructing him. The day I went in and sat through a class with that instructor, and he told me later, he said, "Dad, that instructor put on the show for you today."
Oh, really? Because you were there?
Oh, yeah. And my thought was, I'm wondering if some of these liberal instructors are concerned about some of their liberal viewpoints being exposed in the classroom.
Well, I tell you what I think is more of. In my experience, I think what's going to happen is you're going to realize how, and I'm using this term carefully, how uneducated educators are. I have known some teachers through various ways, business and different things like that. I am shocked at how they butcher the King's English, number one, and how their phraseology that they use to express themselves and how little they know about a whole bunch of things. I'm really kind of surprised. I would think an educator would have a level of education. And I think a lot of educators are going to be embarrassed that let's just say the rose is going to be off the vine. I think people are going to see them and kind of go, you talk like that to students? I mean, you're using improper English, for example.
Yeah, well, I agree with that.
And they do. I'm talking about, like, principles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you there. Well, two things put me into Sweet Creek. I'd love to win it again. I haven't won it in a long, long time.
How long ago did you win that, Gary?
Oh, back in September.
What did you get when you got it, you remember?
Ribs, and I get some veggies, some peaches, some... Oh, geez, there's so much.
You wiped them out, didn't you?
Well, you know, I just enjoy the food down there, and the atmosphere is good, and, you know, the owners are very nice.
The people are, I tell you what, their staff is great at Sweet Creek Farm Market. They have the most delightful, helpful staff around.
I agree. Also put me in for the drawing for the blower.
Well, you have to go to CTE and register.
Oh, I have to do that CTE. You have the drawing on.
There you go.
That's on Wednesdays, I think.
No, that's going to be at the end of the month. You have to go to CTE and register, and we're going to take out everybody from now until we do the drawing, which will probably be the last day of August or the Friday before Memorial Day. I think Memorial Day is a little bit later this year. I mean, Labor Day is a little bit later. But go by there and register. What's your birthday?
Oh, 4-6. Then they're drawing for Mortgage Corp as well.
There is?
I'd like to get into that. I do a lot of mortgage business.
I like that. Okay, you're in.
All right. Excellent. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Gary. Man, he kind of wanted it all, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Can you blame him?
You can't blame everybody. I won't call him greedy anymore. Let's continue on with Bill Barr talking about the media. This is very interesting.
There's a recent serious research study a couple of professors put out, I think this week, maybe last week, University of Illinois, that undergirds your point. They say there are these bubbles and these microbubbles. So tiny is the circle that some of these media folks live in, they have no conception about what's going on out there. For instance, I don't see most of the hosts who are commenting on what's going on in Portland. In Portland. You know, if you're a news person, I would think you're in Portland. Well, we have a correspondent. No, but you're commenting on it all the time. And not as an opinion person, but as a news person. And then you say it's mostly peaceful. What does that mean? That means in some cases it's not, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a minority a number of situations where it's not mostly peaceful. That makes it extremely dangerous. So even the language is kind of odd as far as I'm concerned.
Take the recent example of us trying to address the upsurge in violent crime that has come along with the demonization of police forces. We've seen throughout the city, the major cities, surge in crime and many, many black deaths as a result. Those black deaths don't seem to matter as much to the people who are proclaiming Black Lives Matter. I believe Black Lives Matter, but I believe all black lives matter. And I also believe that it's not just a matter of protecting their safety from physical harm. It's also providing economic opportunity, which this administration has done. It's also giving them a meaningful education that allows them to seize that opportunity. I think there is systemic racism in this country, but I think the best example of systemic racism that I'm talking about is the educational system, which has relegated our inner city children to schools that are failing and fail them. And the president, as you know, is for school choice, to give put the buying power into the parents of the hands of every inner city kid so they can pick their education. Mm. And safety on the street. You can't have, community life and economic progress without safety. These are you know, the things that we should be providing to the inner city holistically. But you know, the media recently has looked at our efforts to bring some justice to the streets of these communities that are suffering the violence, and then they equate that with what they refer to as jackbooted federal agents going in to crush protesters. They don't, you know, it's either, you know, an amazing lack of understanding of what's happening around them, or it's deliberate.
Let me tell you, what he said, or what was said about people commenting on things like Portland or Seattle, and they don't have a reporter there, they're not getting fresh eyes on target, they're just basically talking about it, and as a news person, which then becomes an opinion piece, is really bad. And I tell you, a group that's not good at doing that is Fox. The Fox Weekend people, Neville, whatever her name is, mm-hmm. She says some of the craziest stuff I've ever heard in my life. Can't we just get a check to everybody? And it's like, no, you can't. That's not the way it works. They need the money. The more liberal they are, and Neville's liberal, the more liberal they are, the more they just kind of look at what's happening as this kind of thing that's over there that I'm going to talk about as if I know what in the hell I'm talking about. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
All I have to do is think of her.
The Dan Moore Show.
know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good news, guys. The internet's on sale. Like high-speed internet access to everything you love and need. Shopping, browsing, streaming at an unbelievably low price for a limited time. Switch to WOW today and get super fast internet 100 with no contracts and contact-free installation on sale for only $39.99 per month. And while you're at it, double the speed for just $5 more. Sign up today at wowway.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now. You got a lot going on down at Tucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything's getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily if you need a gift. We've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And you know, if that's not your thing, we've just got some good old-fashioned food. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guy's pickles. We've got the to go hot sauce. We've got the crowded flour grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning. Go on your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you got to do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it, and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the final days to save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all Smart Beds. Ends Wednesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Paperback Writer.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is M29228, that's where we are. Don't forget Mortgage Corporation of the South, boys and girls. Like I told you, they're doing my home and refinancing it, and it's been amazingly easy. I've got a kind of complicated case being self-employed, and you have to come up with all this stuff. But, you know, got my taxes and different pieces, and they're getting everything done. And I really appreciate the energy and work that they put in to me on a personal basis. I know they'll do the exact same thing for you. 567-9000, 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation of the South. Okay. Lindsey Graham at it again. Senator Johnson at it again. People are getting kind of chapped here. Let's listen to Lindsey Graham talking about the FBI false briefing of Intel Committee.
Now even more smoking gun evidence tonight of the FBI's massive abuse of power, corruption. New documents revealing not only did the FBI mislead the FISA court about reliability of the dirty steel dossier that Hillary paid for, but they spread the same lies to the Senate Intel Committee, well, a year after they knew, actually a year and a half after they knew it was all false. Now Senator Lindsey Graham is sending a letter directly to the FBI Director Wray and asking for the details surrounding just exactly how that briefing was arranged and who provided it. Here with reaction, Senator Lindsey Graham. You look at the timeline, Senator. They knew in August of 2016. Yeah. They reconfirmed it in January of 2017. And Comey signed the first one in October of 2016, but told Trump it was salacious and unverified, but on the FISA application said verified.
Well, the main thing is in January of 2017, they found the Russian subsource who was not based in Russia. He was a steel employee here in America, used to work for the Brookings Institute. And in January and March of 2017, he basically told the FBI that the dossier is a bunch of bar talk, hearsay, never corroborated, take it all with a grain of salt, and they continued to use it against Carter Page to get a warrant in April and June. But here's what we found. Horowitz found this, not me. Horowitz came up to me during a briefing about the Carter Page fiasco and said, we found something you need to look at. Somebody in the Horowitz world, an investigator, found a briefing paper prepared by the FBI in 2018 to brief the Senate Intel Committee. Apparently, somebody on the Intel Committee in the Senate wanted to be briefed about the reliability of the subsource. We found that briefing paper, and they told the Senate Intel Committee the same story they told the FISA court. They did not tell them the truth about the Russian subsource disavowing the dossier. And I want Christopher Wray to account for how that happened. This happened on Wray's watch. On Wray's watch, the Senate Intel Committee was briefed about the dossier and the Russian subsource in the same fashion that the FISA court was briefed. Very misleading.
I chuckled there because I heard that the same story.
I tell you, I love Lindsey Graham's tenacity and this whole thing that they do. Well, Horowitz said there was no evidence of political bias. That didn't mean it wasn't political bias. And remember, Durham said, I disagree with his findings.
That's the only public statement Durham's made.
It seems that that the staff seems to know who he has picked, who Biden has picked. Mm. And so we may have something forthcoming, like, soon here. Because CNN's reporting says pick has been made, black female. But the next part of that is, if he has told the staff, there's a short little egg timer on this whole thing that it's going to happen. They're going to have to get it out pretty fast, because once a staff person knows, that person wants to be ingratiated by to the press, and they'll go whisper something to the press, and then boom, it'll be out there. Let me go to a break. Let me reset. Dan Moore Show right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holdings showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big-box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at CTEOutdoorPower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
Hey, Linwood and Highland. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Here in Alabama, we know strong borders and tough immigration laws keep our country safe. What part of this does Senator Doug Jones not understand? In Washington, Senator Jones joined D.C. liberals and voted against $25 billion to build a wall on our southern border. Jones even said,
I'm not going to give wall money just to give wall money.
It's part of a pattern. Jones even voted against declaring an illegal immigration emergency at the Mexican border, once again trying to stop us from building a wall. Senator Jones needs to get tough on border security. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-53, the Wall Act of 2019, and vote to fully fund the border wall. Because border security is national security. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Are you ready to go mad for Mercedes? Then come in and play at Wind Creek Wetumpka, because this September, we're giving away a 2020 Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. You can start earning entries now. Then join us Saturday, September 12th, starting at 5 p.m., when you can win free play, cash, or a brand new Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. So go mad for Mercedes, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The heat continues to be very intense, but the rain chances are going to start edging up a little bit each day. Today's high temperature near 96 with a heat index near 105. That's the danger level. Scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more numerous this afternoon and this evening, but still random. They'll fade out tonight, low 76. But tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, I think the rain chances are a little bit higher. In fact, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. Some locally heavy downpours for some lucky towns, and high temperatures will be in the middle 90s tomorrow and Thursday, and low 90s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Folks, I have to cut out early for a doctor's appointment, so this segment's going to be a little short. It's normally my long segment for an hour. So let me do this. Let me go to the second part of Lindsey Graham. Who did the briefing and prepared the memo that they found?
That's called premeditated fraud against the FISA court, words that this audience is familiar with because I use the same language on what they did. Let me be very clear here. So what you're saying is that the FBI knew early on that this was bogus. It was not only not confirmed or, as they say at the top of the FISA warrant, you know, and again, this was the bulk of information for the FISA warrant, verified. It was unverifiable, and they knew it to be false, but they kept going with it anyway, which meant they dragged the country through hell knowing it was total BS. Why aren't they being held accountable, Senator? Yeah. And Director Ray, why isn't he cleaning up the premier law enforcement agency in the world?
So let's put a fine point on what you just said. How could it be that in February and March of 2018, over a year after the FBI interviewed the Russian subsource saying the dossier was garbage, that the FBI briefed the Senate Intel Committee in 2018 saying basically it's a reliable document? Who put that briefing together? Christopher Wray needs to tell me how that briefing was set up for the Senate Intel Committee. I want to know who gave the briefing. I want to know who prepared the briefing memo. The briefing memo is complete fabrication of what the subsource said.
That's called a process crime. Didn't they have pre-dawn raids for Manafort and Roger Stone for process crimes of lying to Congress? And didn't we already have a referral for these guys lying to Congress?
This is really unbelievable, the double standard here by the media. But what I'm trying to tell your listeners is a year after they knew the Russian dossier was no longer
Service in Birmingham has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Elmore County, northwestern Montgomery County until 3:15 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 2:36 p.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located over Boylston or near Millbrook, moving southeast at 5 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Coosawna, Hunter, Montgomery Zoo, Boylston, Alabama State University, Bob Woodruff Lake, East Vale Mall, Maxwell Air Force Base, Montgomery Riverwalk Stadium, Lagoon Park, Gunter Air Force Base, Alabama State Capitol, Blue Ridge, Tallapoosa Water Plant, and Wetumpka Municipal Airport. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 3:15 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following counties in Alabama, Elmore, and Montgomery.
On Capitol Hill and as part of the impeachment said this, the question is why this document's received virtually no media attention. It is as best misleading by omission and at worst intentionally false. After using tanker loads of ink on the unfounded collusion theories, the media seems unwilling to use a drop of ink on the evidence of misconduct in pursuing that investigation. Your thoughts on that document tonight? You've been briefed as well.
Well, I would say this as it relates to the media is not interested in writing about this because the media was involved in it. The media received early copies of the dossier all throughout 2016. And remember, this dossier was a product of the Clinton campaign and the Democrats. As it relates to this source, this Russian source, we were led, the Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee, when I chaired it, we were led to believe that, in fact, this primary subsource was some type of Russian of some kind. Well, it ends up he was born in Russia, but he actually previously had worked at the Brookings Institute. The Brookings Institute is knee-deep, that for those of your viewers who don't know, this is one of the leading left-wing think tanks there in Washington, D.C. So we were misled. And I'll just close with this part, Shannon. We've made 14 criminal referrals. We've asked for a 15th investigation. I've never gotten directly involved into the details of what's encompassed in those 14 referrals. But I will leave you with this, that I'm quite sure that our 14 referrals do cover the fact that we were not given this information and we were misled by many people within the FBI, and we've asked them to look into that.
God, I hope they get the Congress back, because if they can get the Congress back and keep the Senate, even if it's a break-even vote, and Trump's reelected, with everything that's about to come out, I think Devin Nunes and Lindsey Graham and all these people will be superstars out of this whole thing and really take it home to the Democrats in Congress. I think they're lawbreakers, but they're going to go in and shout from the housetop of how bad they've been. Okay, Devin Nunes is going to be talking about Blumenthal, who I put under the AH category of senators, and talking about the Johnson Committee. Listen in.
So over on the Senate side, Senator Ron Johnson, leading the House Homeland Security Committee, has subpoenaed the FBI, asking them to produce all records related to the Crossfire Hurricane investigation, this investigation into the Trump campaign. The Washington Post published an opinion piece this weekend by Senator Blumenthal, Democrat, who says he doesn't think it's legit. He says Ron Johnson is moving ahead with an investigation into presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's family, using documents provided to the senator by the son of a former KGB officer. There is no excuse for perpetuating Russian disinformation in the U.S. Senate. The FBI, by the way, says it's cooperating with the subpoena and with the Senate. But your thoughts on the reaction?
Yeah, I have news for them. I mean, look, this is Mitch McConnell has been called a Russian agent by these Democrats. I mean, everybody's called Russian agents except for them. And remember, these are the guys that paid a foreigner to go get information from Russians. These are also the guys, the Democrats are the ones that actually sought out nude pictures of the president from Russians. So they have a long history in working with the Russians. So the irony that you would have another senator that you're going to call a Russian agent is preposterous. And I would just add this to that. We've long been looking at the Democrats' connections to Ukraine, especially as it relates to the dossier. They have a lot of background in Ukraine, a lot of operatives. You know, if you may go back, they tried to impeach the president over this hoax. So the very comments that the senator was making in that op-ed against Ron Johnson, the House Republicans on the Intelligence Committee have been investigating not just the Ukrainians and the Russians involved in this, but also potentially whether or not the Democrats are involved in this. And so we've been looking at this. We're well aware of a lot of these documents. We have turned them over to the proper authorities, as we always do. So if I was Ron Johnson, I'd say, you know, not just the documents, I'd subpoena Christopher Wray, because he needs to answer why he put up such a fight. Him and Rosenstein put up such a fight back in 17 and 18. You may remember when I put out the Nunes memo? It was Ray, who was there at the FBI at the time, who still has never called me to apologize to me for the words that he said publicly that really, by the way, you know, have worked to influence the election against Republicans, when you have the FBI saying things like the things that Ray said back in 2018.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting when Ray testifies, how this thing goes down. Because we've always wondered, was Ray and Rosenstein black hat, white hat, or was Ray someone that was kind of biding time trying to protect the agency? I think probably the latter is it. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Damo Show. Very brief amount of time for you.
Very briefly, Dan, I know y'all can't hear the weather alerts, but you're about to leave in the storm of the year, it sounds like. Okay. And a big black cloud just chased me in, and 60 mile an hour wind is what they're saying on the radio.
Okay, thank you.
But justice will be served. Justice will be served, and I'm glad I'm on. We'll see. Enjoy your show, man.
Thanks, Sam. Okay, guys, I've got to head to this appointment. Joey's taking over from here. Guys, be good, be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Joey Clark, and for me, for the rest of the show.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Know whether he's coming or going, But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Welcome back to The Dan Morris Show. Closing out the show here. As you heard, Dan has to run to an appointment. I'm Joey Clark. Let's keep going here with the continuing saga of investigating the investigators. And Senator Ron Johnson, who you just heard, Richard Blumenthal. Can't believe anybody believes that guy after lying about Vietnam service. But Blumenthal calling Johnson a Russian asset. Well, she's a Russian asset. He's a Russian asset. Sure. But here is Senator Ron Johnson talking about subpoenaing FBI Director Christopher Wray. I want to hear from this guy. I think a lot of people want to hear from Director Wray.
Why have you subpoenaed Christopher Wray, the FBI director?
I finally ran out of patience. You know, certainly my committee wanted me, when they granted me this subpoena authorization, to try and get everybody's voluntary compliance, but it simply hasn't worked. The FBI continues to slow walk our request for documents, which really date back years. I sent a summary request to Attorney General Barr, who, by the way, has been great. The hangup is within the FBI back in September 2019, basically relisting all the requests we had for information. And we really haven't got squat, basically. And what we're seeing now is we're seeing, you know, dribs and drabs. The most recent revelation is the document that Lindsey Graham released on Sunday, which should shock people. I mean, the fact that a year after the FBI was fully aware of the fact that the Steele dossier was chock full of Russian disinformation, they're coming in front of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence and briefing them falsely that they still had confidence in the Steele dossier. This is beyond the pale. And the FBI's got to come clean, and they've got to produce documents now based on our subpoena by August 20th. I'm done fooling around. Hopefully, we'll be able to engage counsel within the White House as well as the Attorney General's office to extract the documents out of the FBI. This is ridiculous.
It really is insane. And Christopher Wray has been a big, fat disappointment for years now in his public statements. He's like straight out of Central Casting. With his, you know, multi-hundred-dollar haircut, it looks like. And you have to wonder, when the FBI briefed the Senate Intelligence Committee on the subsource for the Steele dossier, were they misled themselves? Were they misinformed themselves? Or was this a premeditated lie? A known fabrication to pull the wool over the eyes of the Senate committee and once again launder disinformation, false information, through an official process. The Senate committee The Intelligence Committee cleared it. We looked into it. Richard Burr, Mark Warner, all these folks on the committee, we looked into it. The FBI briefed us. It's all in the up and up. Well, when key players doing the briefings have a premeditated lie in mind, that makes, well, finding out the truth a bit more difficult. And I'm very happy to see Ron Johnson is ready, fed up, and tired of this nonsense, all them dragging their feet on this. And he is, I think, here going to suggest this was not just, oh, some mess up, some process mistake, whatever, whatever, whatever. No, this was a premeditated lie.
Senator Lindsey Graham went on with our own Sean Hannity last night and said this.
On Ray's watch, the Senate Intel Committee was briefed about the dossier and the Russian subsource in the same fashion that the FISA court was briefed. Very misleading. The year after they knew the Russian dossier was no longer reliable, they told the same lies to the Congress, not just the court. It's a completely new front of legal liability, and I'm going to find out what happened.
Former Deputy National Security Advisor KT McFarland was on this program with us yesterday, Senator, suggesting that by what she knows and what she has seen, Christopher Wray is in deep trouble. Is he?
Well, it's basically that briefing was a premeditated lie. This wasn't sort of, we just sort of made a mistake. This was absolutely premeditated. Again, a year after the Steele dossier was used and known to be unreliable, that to contain Russian disinformation. That was my staff that found those classified footnotes in the Horowitz IG report that showed that the FBI was gaining information from October 2016 through February 2017 that showed how Russia was trying to infiltrate the Steele organization and literally planted Russian disinformation in the Steele dossier. And that was known. We never should have had a special counsel. The Crossfire Hurricane investigation should have been shut down probably no later than the end of January. And here we are. The FBI is briefing the Senate Intelligence Committee a year later. No, this is, again, beyond the pale. These were premeditated lies. And now all of a sudden, because Christopher Wray, it was on his watch, he allowed this to happen, he's going to have some real explaining to do as well.
And again, just to reiterate something Dan has been saying for quite some time, I've been saying, and I actually heard last week Chuck Grassley, at 86 years young, say from the Senate floor, you know, opposition research happens all the time. It's a dirty game, especially national politics is a dirty game. Politics in general is. So it'd be one thing if the Democratic operatives at the Brookings Institute and all over the country and the world came up with a bunch of dirt and, you know, spilled it out to the press and they told their big lie full of little lies. That'd be one thing and be dirty enough. But they used official powers of law enforcement and of national security to give the impression that this dirt they had cooked up and dug up had more weight to it. And then we spent 2 years plus hearing a cacophony, a wall of noise from the press about how everybody and their brother, especially around Trump and Republicans in general who looked into this too closely, people like Devin Nunes, were all Russian assets and Russian agents or Russian Kremlin sympathizers. Oh, they're echoing the Kremlin again. So to abuse the official powers and mislead Congress in order to perpetuate your political dirt, again, it's one thing to spread political dirt. Unfortunately, that's the name of the game. But to use the powers of government to do it, in particular the awesome powers of the FBI and the intelligence agencies, well, that can't just go by the wayside. So I salute Senator Johnson for being fed up and continuing to push this. Now, Senator Johnson is going to speculate on what will be Christopher Wray's defense. And then, well, don't forget the Jolly Green Giant, James Comey. Listen in.
So when KT explained to us why she believes that he's in big trouble, she laid out three scenarios. She suggested it was one, either he knew what was going on, two, he turned a blind eye and said, just don't tell me, or three, he's incompetent. You're digging to get that answer. Do you have a hunch at which it is?
It's the exact same thing I said about Rod Rosenstein when I heard his testimony. Either gross managerial incompetence, or he's trying to hide something, or again, he just simply doesn't recall. We're probably going to hear an awful lot of the "I simply don't recall," because that's a lot easier to say than "Oh no, I was involved in wrongdoing." We need to get to the bottom of this, which is why we need these documents, which is why I issued the subpoena.
Really quickly, Senator, is James Comey next?
Well, James Comey has an awful lot to account for. He's been pretty slippery. Remember, he was interviewed earlier. He refused to re-up his classification so that he couldn't answer certain questions. James Comey is no white knight here. He's got an awful lot of culpability in terms of what all happened. And think of the nightmare this country, the political nightmare we've gone through over the last 3 years because of the actions of these individuals. This is, again, something that needs to be exposed. The public needs to know what happened, and people need to be held accountable.
It truly is amazing. And again, it's more than just a political nightmare. It is a nightmare where it is, as the Attorney General said not too long ago, a scorched earth tactic, a scorched earth strategy, more than just tactics, by the left to use everything, by hook or by crook, to bring down a duly elected president. And you have to wonder what would happen if the shoe was on the other foot. This cannot stand. And whether it's from the Senate side or whether it's John Durham with his team of U.S. attorneys like Jensen and others, somebody needs to be held accountable for this. And more than just be held accountable, if you broke the law, you need to be punished duly for it. And I love, Dan and I have talked about this a great deal, I love the fact that when Attorney General Barr recently testified in front of the House Judiciary Committee, I'm reclaiming my time, sir. I'm reclaiming my time. He did manage to sneak out and answer that no, he wouldn't hesitate to publish any findings by Durham, or in particular, any indictments, just because an election is close. Attorney General Barr has made it clear that he wanted to take this job as Attorney General for a second time late in his life. He was Attorney General 30-something years ago under H.W. Bush. And for a while, he didn't want to take the job for Donald Trump. He wanted somebody else to do it. He was enjoying life with the grandkids, enjoying retirement, you know, playing the bagpipes. But then he saw how the Department of Justice and all the departments under the Attorney General were being abused and politicized, and he wanted to straighten things out. At least that's his story. I tend to believe the man. 272-9228. Let's fit in a call here before the end of the program. Dan Moore Show, you're on there.
Hey, Mr. Clark, Mr. Joe. Hey, how is the law work, though, if they had an investigation this deep and it has this much to do with taxpayers, and say Donald Trump, after his 4 years, this, you know, we need deep investigation and ain't nothing went to court yet. How does William Barr stay on and continue the investigation? I mean, how does that work?
If Donald Trump loses?
No, after his 4 years of name and nobody, you know, they haven't been all the way to court yet. You know how long this stuff takes. I mean, 4 years ain't nothing in the courtroom. You know what I mean? It not be over.
Yeah, once the case is through and there is a proper predicate for the case and it's on the up and up, then the cases would continue.
Even when Donald Trump gone then, but even if William Barr, would he still be in charge of? I mean, I'm not.
No. I mean, there would be a new attorney general. And a new president, you know, could pardon people for things. There's always that outside chance, but generally speaking, no. If Barr would be gone. But here, Randall, we got to run out of time here, folks. Dan Morris will be back. I believe we have David Horowitz on tomorrow at 12:20. Great author, great thinker here in conservative circles. So I look forward to listening to Dan interview David Horowitz. Y'all stay tuned. I'll be back bright and early 9 a.m. for news and views.